From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
Tonight is a dream come true for a group of wonderful young athletes. Their opportunity to join the CFL to compete to put their name on the Grey Cup. Good luck to them and the families who have supported them and the coaches who have made them better. I guarantee you that tonight, these talented prospects are looking forward. And this is our chance to do the same. To look forward to football, forward to fun, forward to the day we come together again in our stadiums. And that day is coming because we are getting through this. And when it arrives, man, we are going to celebrate. We are going to celebrate our great game. We're going to celebrate each other, Canadians, fans, and friends, together again, together at last. And no one will be more excited that day than the young men drafted tonight. And let's not keep them waiting any longer. It is an absolute honor to get the 2020 CFL draft started by saying, Calgary Stampeders, you're on the clock.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi on TSN officially kicking off the 2020 CFL draft this evening. Although I've got to tell you, the Calgary Stampeders were not on the clock for very long because the Calgary Stampeders traded down in this draft. They made a trade with the BC Lions. They sent picks number 1 and number 15 to the Lions for the 3rd overall pick and the 12th overall pick. So the Stamps moving down in the first round, but moving up in the second round. With the number 1 pick overall, the BC Lions did take linebacker Jordan Williams out of East Carolina. Now, Jordan Williams is almost an Alex Singleton story because he went to the Ottawa Red Blacks rookie camp last year, not rookie camp, one of their tryout camps, and was real good, and the Red Blacks were ready to bring him in as an American. Well, it turns out his mom is a Canadian. So he decided to go into the CFL draft. He's American-born and American-trained. The Toronto Argonauts had the 2nd pick overall in the CFL draft tonight. The Argos going with a Canadian receiver, Dijon Brissett, out of the University of Virginia. And that brought us to the Calgary Stampeders pick, number 3 overall. And the Calgary Stampeders, with that number 3 pick overall, selected a defensive end out of Southeastern Louisiana University. He was born in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. We're talking about Isaac Etiemi Berglund. And Isaac joins us tonight on Sports Talk with Jock. Hey, Isaac, how you feeling?
I'm doing great. I can't put into words how proud I am, man, to be part of such a great organization.
Tell me, were you watching the draft tonight, or how did you get the news? Did Huff give you the call? How did it all come down?
Yeah, no, I'm watching the draft with my family, Yeah, I seen what happened with the trades and everything, how that went down. But I got a call, and the pick was in, and that's just how it went down. It's kind of a blur to even think about it right now, but it was a crazy feeling, I'll tell you that.
Did you obviously knew there was some interest from the Calgary Stampeders, because I'm sure they interviewed you, and did you get a good sense that this is where you could be coming?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I feel like my game was best suited for Calgary, and I thought I had a good connection with the coaches. I thought I interviewed well. You never know until it happens, but I thought I had a good chance to come to the Calgary Stampeders.
So tell me a little bit about your game. I got to admit, I've got a daughter that goes to LSU, so sorry about that. I know you're in Southeastern Louisiana, but you've taken on the Tigers a few times, that football powerhouse. Tell me a little bit about your own game.
Yeah, so my game, man, I'm a tenacious defender. You're going to get somebody whose motor never stops, and I feel like you're going to see that when you turn on the film. A lot of people don't know about me is my backstory. I never have given up anything, and that's how I play. I play the same way. Like you mentioned before, I'm from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I went all the way down to the deep south to play against the best, and now I'm coming out west to do the exact same thing and play with the best. So I never give up, man. I'm relentless, and I'm a pretty good pass rusher.
So as a young boy in Nova Scotia, you know, what was the passion for football? What drove you to the sport?
I had natural ability at a young age, but then the constant thirst to get better. Man, I'm a really competitive guy. So, you know, when I see people that are competing at a high level, man, I want to show that I can do the same thing. So kind of that thirst and that drive for competitiveness drove me deeper and deeper into the sport, man. I fell in love with it.
You like to get after the quarterback. Now, the guys on TSN said you sacked Joe Burrow 3 times. Is that right? I don't remember that.
Yeah. That was a good – we lost. We ended up losing, but I didn't really realize after the game how many times. Now, they had called one of my sacks back, the sack fumble.
Okay.
They called it back, but, yeah, it was a fun night, man, playing with him. He was – obviously, he's one of the best. So it was great.
Well, you know, anytime you can get after that quarterback, that's having a good night. And an academic All-American, too. So that's obviously something that you pride yourself in, you know, as an NCAA athlete. You know, not only are you a great athlete, but you're a great student as well. And I also heard that you're going to be maybe looking at a medical career. Is that right?
Yes, sir. My degree is a degree in integrative biology, which is a pre-med profile. That was always my thing. A lot of people don't know, but, you know, football is predicated on a lot of hype stuff, a lot of tangible things, but it was always my dream to kind of be the professional athlete of the real world, and I consider that, you know, healthcare workers, frontline workers, those type of people, and that's something that I'd be interested in the future.
Are you in Nova Scotia now, Isaac?
Yes, sir. I'm in Halifax right now.
Wow. You know, it's been such a tough time for Nova Scotia after what has transpired in the last couple of weeks. And somebody that's thinking of trying to get into the medical profession, maybe just to, you know, set the scene. We know what's going on with COVID, but holy cow, with what Nova Scotia has had to go through, that's been tough.
Yeah, especially since it's, you know, it's for us, that's so out of the ordinary. Nobody in a million years would think something could transpire like that here. In this city, man, in this province. But, you know, I'm proud to say that we're all banding together. We're all one, especially here. Everybody's going to be, you know, holding each other's hands and has each other's back. So we've done a great job staying strong as a community and addressing everything as a community. And I feel like as long as we stay a tight-knit community, we'll be fine in the future. And hopefully that nothing like that ever happens again anywhere, not just Nova Scotia, but anywhere in the world. So.
Isaac Adeyemi Berglund, a special guest here on Sports Talk with Jock. He was the Stamps' number one pick, a third overall tonight. He's from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, played his college ball in southeastern Louisiana. Now, before I let you go, Isaac, you mentioned you thought your game suited the Calgary Stampeders style very, very well. Obviously, you know, with Brent Monson, you see what the Canadians, you know, do on that defensive line. You see the rotation they do, and you feel like, hey, getting after the quarterback. So this is right up your alley, I take it.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm a quarter. Like, there's nothing that I love more than getting after the quarterback and then ruining an offensive game plan, man. That's all I want to do, and I want to contribute, so that's what I'm coming in to do and work my hardest, man. You guys are getting a great worker that does everything he can to win. So
what did Huff – I take it Huff talked to you before I did. What did Huff say to you when he drafted you tonight?
I haven't spoken to Huff yet.
You speak to me before Huff. I like that. That's perfect.
Well, it's been kind of crazy on my phone here, so I'm just trying to get in contact with everybody. But yeah, we wanted to get some of these interviews done really quick. So,
well, I know you've got lots of commitments, and I tell you what, I'm glad you spoke to us first. You know, thanks so much, Isaac. Welcome to the Calgary Stampeders, and I know, have you ever been to Calgary before? Because it's a great city.
Yes, sir. I took a visit to UC, man, before I committed to Southeastern Louisiana.
Okay. So you decided go the NCAA route as well. And hey, that SEC conference, that's a damn tough conference. They love their football there.
Yes, sir. Gotta love it, man.
Gotta love it. Isaac, we could talk all night. Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you in Calgary when there is a CFL season. Congratulations on being the number 3 pick overall tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There you have it. The Stampeders' number one pick, third overall in the CFL draft tonight, defensive end Isaac Adeyemi Berglund. And what a story, eh? The fact that he came here to Calgary on a recruiting trip with the Dinos, decided to take the NCAA route, and I certainly understand that, but just, you know, his passion. He's a hard worker, loves getting after the quarterback, loves getting other teams off their game. And the fact that he's an academic All-American, maybe going to pursue a medical career, sounds like a very, very good, solid young man that the Calgary Stampeders are getting with their first round pick, third overall in the CFL draft tonight. The first round is now in the books. Calgary Stampeders very close to drafting in the second round because, remember, they made a trade with the BC Lions. So right now we are at pick number 10. The Ottawa Redblacks have just had the first pick in the second round. The Toronto Argonauts on the clock, and then the Calgary Stampeders are going to be on the clock again. So we'll get the second pick for the Calgary Stampeders when we come back. And we're also going to be joined by the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Steven. This is Sports Talk with Chalk.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.